Lift your hands and thank him for the opportunity of tonight. Lift your hands. Thank him for the opportunity of this night. Shatola. Father, we love you, Lord. We give you the praise and we give you the honor. Blessed be your name for tonight. In Jesus' precious name. Please be seated in the presence of the Lord. We are going to have a sharp segment of the word before we come forward with the songs. And I'm sure instrumentalists and others just be positioned to receive the word if that is your sitting position, as well as the choir. Isaiah chapter 9 and in verse 6. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. I think we should read it together. Can you stand up on your feet and let's read it together? Very, very important Christmas scripture. The birth of Jesus scripture. So now, 1, 2, go. For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Be seated in the presence of the Lord. The subject tonight is very sharp. A child is born. A child is born. This season is a season where we celebrate the birth of Jesus. Some people say they don't celebrate Christmas because it was a date that was nobody is sure of, or it was a date that some people fix. I'm not bothered about the date. Neither am I bothered about the title. I am bothered about the birth. I am bothered about the fact that the king was born. That's what I'm bothered about. And for as much as Bible history shows that the birth took place within this season in history, we are okay with that. Somebody say amen. Don't argue dates with anybody. Don't argue name or title, or it used to be something, something first. Don't argue that with anybody. Just tell them you are not interested in any of those. All you are interested in is your Savior was born. And we are not even just going to celebrate the birth of the Savior at this time. We are celebrating it every day of the year, and every month of the year, and every season of our life. Anybody excited that the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords, and the Savior of your soul was born? Give him a loud shout of praise. Hallelujah. Shake three hands around you and tell them, congratulations, the Savior is born. Lekazata layata sata layada hazarada. Give him the praise as you take your seat.
in the presence of the Lord. Say amen, somebody. Now, the stories of Scripture are full of revelations for life. So a child is born is the theme, is the title of my speech tonight. A child is born. Our assignment is to glean revelations from that phrase, a child is born. And that child born is called Jesus Christ. Now, we have seven things to understand. So our objective is revelations from the birth of the child. Understanding revelations or accessing revelations from the birth of the child. Number one revelation we access is God is the God of plans, purpose, objectivity, and design. He's the God of plans, purpose, objectivity, and designs. He plans what he does what he plans. He has purposes for everything. He has objective for everything. He is not the God who acts at random. He is the God who acts with wisdom. He doesn't act at random. He acts with wisdom. No wonder he told Jeremiah in Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5, he said, before I formed thee, I knew thee. I have a plan. You may be calling him a child, but the future says he's the everlasting father. You may be calling him a child, but the plan says he's the prince of peace. You may be calling him a child, but the plan says he's wonderful, wonderful counselor. Can you place it on the screen again? Unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulder. So he's an authority figure. You might be calling, looking at him as a child. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor. You call him a child, but he's the mighty God. You saw him as a child, but he is God. He is the everlasting father, the prince of peace. The reason why people deal with us the way they deal with us is because they can't see us how God sees us. We traveled to Benue State this last week, and I took my wife and daughter to the spot where the drunkard walked with me by hand. And wanted to kill me on the highway at the age of 10. And I said, this is that spot where that man drunk held me and held me in the on the highway. I wanted to run. He held me back. Vehicles were blaring horns on both sides. How I escaped that night, only God knew. Himself died a drunkard's death. He was inside the room for 3 days dead before they found his dead body after the 3 days. Am I communicating? Never let any devil make you feel that God did not plan your life. Never let any devil make you think that God has no purpose for your life. Never make any devil make you think that God has no objective for your existence. Unto us, a child is born. You may think he was just a child, but this is the mighty God in the form of a baby.
This is the Prince of Peace in the form of a baby. This is the Everlasting Father in the form of a baby. God is the God of plans and purpose. Number two, God is the God who declares and determines the end from the beginning. He declares and determines the end from the beginning. He does not just predict the end. He declares it, he determines it from the beginning. Hence, he knew that this is the child, but he is the everlasting father. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. For I know the thoughts I think towards you. Thoughts of good and not of evil, of peace, to give you an expected end. In Isaiah chapter 46 and in verse 10. Scriptures make it clear, he said, I declare the end from the beginning and from the ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure. God does not just predict the end, he determines the end. And God cannot determine for you a bad thing. He determines the end. If ever God predicted a bad end for anybody, it's because of inherent character he sees in those people that are almost incurable. For example, when he looked at Esau and he said, Jacob have I loved? When they have not done anything right or wrong, it's because he saw the behavioral tendencies of Esau and how Esau was not going to change from that kind of life. God is a God who declares and determines the end from the beginning. He does not just predict the end, he determines the end. I declare to someone here, your end shall be good. Your end shall be great. The end shall be mighty for you. The end shall be exciting for you. The negative wishes of people regarding how you will end can never come to pass. Because the Bible said, who is he that saith it and it cometh to pass when the Lord commanded it not? If it was left for what people say or what people feel or what they predict or imagine, we won't be anywhere. We won't be, you won't know me at all. They predicted all manner of terrible and negative things. But who is he that saith it and it cometh to pass? When the Lord commanded it not, I announce to someone here, what God has said concerning your life shall come to pass. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. He's the God who declares and determines the end from the beginning. Number three. How you were born is not as important as how you will end. How you were born is not as important as how you will end. How a person was born is not as important as how they will end. He was born as a child. Unto us a child is born, but at the end he became a king. Don't over lament how you were born. Don't over lament where you were born. Don't over lament who gave birth to you. Focus on how you will end. Hey! Did somebody hear something now? Don't over lament how you were born. Don't over lament where you were born. Don't over lament who gave birth to you. Focus on how you will end. And you will end well. And you will end well. And you will end well. I was born in the house. I wasn't born in the hospital. I was born inside the compound. I wasn't delivered by a medical doctor. I wasn't delivered by an obstetrician and a gynecologist. I wasn't even attended to by a midwife or a nurse.
My mother went to the hospital and they said she was not in labor. And she returned back home and delivered me in the bare floor in the house. Delivered the placenta, cut the cord, and then people arrived. I could have had diphtheria, I could have had pertussis, I could have had measles, I could have had cholera, I could have had all the childhood diseases. I didn't have any of them. No medical personnel attended to me. Yet I became a medical doctor. I don't need to be born in the hospital to head the hospital. Hey! Hey! Ay-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya. Is God speaking to somebody? I don't need to be born in a hospital to work in a hospital. I don't need to be born in a hospital to oversee a hospital. In a short time to come, we'll be interviewing all manner of professors for our medical school and teaching hospital. Jesus tarries to come. Professors, in fact, they are all waiting. Ear, nose, and throat professors, professors of plastic surgery, professors of pediatric surgery, all of them, just on the line, say, we are waiting. Am I communicating at all? Don't focus on how you were born. Don't focus on where you were born. Don't focus on who gave birth to you. Focus on how you will end. We learned that from the master. Unto us a child is born. But then, unto us, son is given. Somebody say a loud amen. Lift up your right and say, in the name of Jesus, I shall end well. I shall end well. I shall end well. Give the Lord a shout of praise as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. My time is up, but I will say all the seven things I have in my number four. It's not a crime to be born as a child. But it is tragic to live and die as a child. It's not a crime to be born as a child. It's important for everybody to be born as a child. Someone said the reason why the first Adam fell was because he arrived as a matured man. And the last Adam, Jesus Christ, was born as a baby. So he succeeded. The other one arrived without knowing what childhood looks like. So it's not a crime to be born as a child. But it is tragic to live and die as a child. It is okay to be born as a child. But it is disastrous to live and die as a child. It's all right to begin with immaturity, but it is disastrous to exist as an immature person. You know, there are mature people that are, there are adults at 18 and children at 81. Not the age. You heard the little girl at age 9 talking with audacity. There is so much stuff inside her. When I was a little child, when I spoke, adults had to think twice. My father was talking one day, and he said, some people went to the university and it appears as if they don't have brain. I say, yes, sir. I wasn't in the university at all. I said, some people passed through the university, but university didn't pass through them. He stood and said, what? He said, the university didn't pass through them. That's true. That's true. They only passed through it. It didn't pass through them. That's true. Severally. Whatever you will do, don't remain a child. I am talking spiritually. I am talking in life, in career, in destiny. Don't remain a child. We have seen junior brothers and sisters that are more mature than seniors in every realm. Somebody say amen. What number are we? It is not a crime to be born as a child, but it's tragic to live and die as a child. Number five. To be a child. Being a child is a matter of birth. But being a son is a matter of growth. You give birth to a child, then the son, that child grows to become a son. So you can be born as a child, but you grow to be a son. Number seven, six. To move from being a child to becoming a son. Responsibility must be accepted and maturity must be established. If you want to move from being a child, even in the church, child of God, to become a son or become a man or woman of God, responsibility must be accepted and maturity must be established. When we go to point number seven, you understand the reason for this. There are so many irresponsible people who will not accept any responsibility, who are permanently dodging responsibility, who don't want to face life and confront life and give life what it takes until they connect what it contains. There are people permanently looking for who to blame for where they are in life. Instead of saying, no devil, I'm not going to look for who to blame. I'm going to face this devil and face him out. There are people waiting permanently for who will do what they should do. There are people who have an excuse for everything. But God is saying, you have been a child for a long time. Mature. Accept responsibility. Scriptural responsibility. Responsibility in the word. Responsibility in the word. A woman testified today at the early will I seek this service. And she said, something came against her or something, and then she literally found herself that she died. Am I communicating? Those who took the testimony. While she was in that realm of death, what? She was in her pool of blood. Life left her, passed out. Then she says she remembered the scripture she has heard in the church and read and studied. So she began to speak them out. And speak them out. All of a sudden she got out of that death realm and came back to life. She would have been gone for good if she did not accept responsibility. The responsibility you accept in times of peace is what gives you the capacity to handle calamity in times of crisis. Am I communicating? Gives you the capacity to handle calamity in times of crisis. You build your faith by the word. And I said in the morning, when fear knocks on your door, send faith to answer the door. And when faith arrives at the door, you will realize that there is no fear to be found. When faith knocks, fear knocks on your door. Send faith, and faith is the product of the word. Let your faith answer the door, and it will be confirmed that there is no fear at the door. Am I communicating? Look at your neighbor, say, grow up. Yeah, grow up. Just grow up in scripture. Settle down with the word. Settle down at the place of prayer. Settle down at the place of study. I am not going to be a permanently crying child. I am not going to be a permanently crying baby. I am not going to be a baby forever. I am not going to be looking for who will help me forever. We did welfare distribution today. And one of the things I told the people, and we started with the church, started with the home church. We asked home church leadership to send us details of everyone that is in need in the home cells. That was where we started from. People who are not church people at all arrived first. And I heard that they were asking church people, today is not your turn. How ridiculous it is. So we decided, okay, let's finish with people in the house. He said, do good to all men, especially those of the household of faith. All right. But one of the things I was telling the people today, and maybe in case you are not there or you are not aware, you are drastically in need, still make your home cell leader aware. All right. And we'll see what happens. But listen to this. I told them, I said, don't look forward to this welfare every year. That is not a way to live. Make up your mind that by this time next year, you will be the one giving people food to eat. You will be the one distributing food to people. Don't even be complaining that they distributed food, they didn't reach me. Don't have the mouth. Don't have such a mouth. It's a shameful thing to do. All right? But you can be in need temporarily because of a challenge or a confrontation or a pressure. No problem. But don't let that be your realm. Don't let that be your status. I have been assisted today. By this time next year, I shall assist people. Is there somebody like that here? By this time next year, I shall be the one giving out to people. You believe that? Shout the loudest, amen. Somebody's story is changing already. So you accept the responsibility. Accept the responsibility. Somebody said, my wife is pregnant and she's delivering 9 months. She is delivering in a week's time and I don't have baby things. My wife is pregnant. She is delivering it next week and I'm trusting God for baby things. I'm trusting God for hospital things. How about why? Pregnancy lasts for 9 months. So he gave you 9 months notice. If you have to carry block on your head to prepare for the arrival of the child that you have a hand in bringing into this world, you have to do so. That's the acceptance of responsibility. You won't be there complaining about who refused to help you when your wife delivered. You shouldn't have such a mouth. Otherwise, it is this koboko you are looking for. If you don't have money for baby things, hold your peace. What did I say? Hold your peace. Hold your peace. Hold your peace. Calm down. Calm all the way down. Whatever is worrying you, hold yourself. Or at least plan well. Am I communicating at all? You don't have money for baby things. This is responsibility. I see somebody moving from the realm of babyhood to the realm of adulthood, to the realm of maturity. If you are that one, you will say the loudest, amen. This is a major, the most important part of the message. Take your seat. Can you place on the screen the things we have said so far? God is a God of plans, purpose, objectivity, and design. He declares and determines the end from the beginning. How you are born is not as important as how you will end. It's not a crime to be born as a child, but it's tragic to live and die as a child. Being a child is a matter of birth, but being a son is a matter of growth. To move from being a child to becoming a son, responsibility must be accepted and maturity must be established. That was number 6. And then number 7. Until the child, he said, unto us, a child is born. Unto us, a son is given. Until the child becomes a son, he is not presentable to his generation. He is not presented to his generation. Until the child becomes a son. He's not. Children are born, but sons are given. God wants to manifest you to your world. He wants to present you to your generation. If not in any realm, at least in his plan and purpose, kingdom agenda for your life. But children are not presented. It is sons that are presented. Until the child becomes a son, he is not presented and not presentable to his generation. What you'll be doing this night is there any childish life in me, Lord? Any childish way? Any behavior that makes me remain permanently as a child that is preventing me from being presentable and presented to my generation? Any such behavioral tendency, have mercy on me. Open my eyes. Unveil to me what is hindering me from being presented to my generation. Open my eyes. Open my understanding. Is there anybody who will do that? Lift up your right hand and speak to God. Open my eyes. Open my understanding. Help me to grow. Help me to be a son and not be just a child. Are there childish ways in me? Is there anything preventing me from becoming a son? Open my eyes to see. Open my understanding to hear. In the Kalaya Huso Paradakaya de Kalaya de Kalaya. Jitoko Parataka Sekili de Ridi Kalaya de Kalaya. Jekoko Bakalakaya de Kalaya de Kalaya. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Everywhere you are this evening, you want to make your ways right with Jesus. You want today to mark a new day for you. You said, I'm not even a child of God yet. You're talking of a child. I'm still an outsider. I want to make my ways right with Jesus. Anywhere you are, can you pray this prayer after me? And say after me, Lord Jesus. Say it louder, Lord Jesus. I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Those who prayed that prayer, can I see your hand up? Wave your hands. God bless you. Quickly step forward and let's receive you.
Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for you, and Lord, every step that I take, every moment I'm away. Have your way, Lord. Everybody see. Oh Lord,
give you my soul.
Have your way, Lord.
Have your way.
Everybody see.
Lord, I give you my all. Give you my soul.
I live for you. I live for you alone.
Live for you alone. Every breath that I take.
Every moment I'm away.
Every moment I'm away.
While they are still coming, if you have any reason to hand over your life to Jesus today, you know God is not happy with you. You want to rededicate yourself to God. You want to renew your relationship with God. You want to be delivered from a backsliding state. Quickly also pick your Bibles and bags and step forward here and let's receive you.
Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for you alone. I take every moment of my way. Have your way in me.
Place your right hand on your chest. Counselors, I would like them to be at the place in the church where they can be a part of the songs that will be flowing just in a moment. And then you can walk with them at the end, or if you want to talk with them immediately and then bring them back, just ensure that they are a part of the service of songs or the song service that is holding right now. Father, I ask that the hold of sin be broken of these lives. I ask that today will mark a new day for them. I decree the hand of the Lord be released upon you, and a new day is on you. I call it dawn in Jesus' precious name. Amen.